Exclusive. Representative Louis Gohmert demands Cassidy Hutchinson testimony as Jan 6 committee accuses him of lying. By Sean Moran on July 20, 2022. Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, sent a letter to the January 6 committee leaders, demanding that they release the full unedited transcript and video of Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony to the committee. As Gohmert said, the committee has accused him of malicious lies, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Gohmert sent the letter to Representative Benny Thompson, DMS, the chair of the January 6 committee, and Representative Liz Cheney, RY, the vice chair of the committee. The Texas conservative said he has made his demand because of the flatly erroneous, malicious lies presented by your committee, accusing me and other members of Congress of asking President Trump and certain members of his staff for pardons and ourselves. Gohmert stated in his letter and has said previously that he never asked for a pardon, nor has he done anything to necessitate a pardon. I did ask for pardons for deserving military members, former military, and one civilian late in 2020 in writer letters and packages of information, Gohmert elaborated. Gohmert also said that there remain many overt and serious issues with how the January 6 committee managed the Hutchinson testimony. As multiple media outlets have reported, the Secret Service agent and driver implicated in Ms. Hutchinson's testimony deny the accuracy of her account. This very public discrepancy goes directly to the credibility of the witness and likewise that of the committee, calling into question the selective and biased manner in which the committee presented testimony to the American public. As you know well, there are reasons that hearsay is rarely allowed in a courtroom, because of its unreliability. Yet, you chose the unreliable testimony over more reliable direct live testimony from the Secret Service agents in question. Furthermore, having reviewed the video of Ms. Hutchinson's testimony, there is reason to believe that her deposition was deceptively edited to make it sound as if the pardons I lawfully and unselfishly requested for deserving people, in fact, were for me. Such deception and the fabricated headlines it causes is, at a minimum, immoral and unethical, in addition to being reprehensible. In the video's current form, it could be that perjury was suborned. Hutchinson also reportedly fabricated pieces of her testimony about conversations she had with former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. The New York Times reported that the January 6 committee avoided asking Cipollone questions about what Hutchinson said last month that she heard him say during the January 6 protests and riots, by failing to ask Cipollone to confirm or deny the sensational statements attributed to him, such as that Trump officials could be charged with every crime imaginable by going to the Capitol during the riot. They avoided contradicting her, Breitbart News's Jill Polak wrote. Gohmert said that if the January 6 committee fails to release the full video and transcript of Hutchinson's testimony, you are admitting that you condoned and perpetrated a lie, as the evidence you hold and refuse to release in total is most assuredly against the impression and allegations that were made. I look forward to your immediate release of the complete, raw, unaltered video and complete transcript of Ms. Hutchinson's deposition. For the sake of truth, propriety, and decency, provide these items for review by the American people immediately, Gohmert concluded in their letter. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.